What's up, Thunder Warrior here? Today, we're gonna do a campaign run for Necromunda Hired Gun. So, without getting into too much into it, let's just get started.
The guilders run the Underhive. Without the Merchants Guild, there's no order to life down here. No one to stop things unraveling completely. You're thinking there's no order down here anyway. But you just don't see it. Order is what every ganger down here is looking for. Just an order they can change. One where they can get to be top dog, the big boss man. Not just a pro laboring away, toiling for house, hive, and throne. Order down here is different. Nobody wants the enforcers, or worse, coming down here, trying to make things the way they are up in Hive City. So we all follow the Guilders' rules. Without them, it all breaks down. No one kills a guilder unless they're truly dangerous or truly desperate. And the truly desperate are the most dangerous of all. That's why I think we can help each other out. We're going to earn ourselves that bounty for taking down whoever killed Maro Virax. And we're going to put things back the way they should be. You see, we're agents of order, the likes of us. Even if we do get to sow a little strife along the way. You in? Trust me, it'll be worth it.
So essentially, as he was saying, the guilders are pretty much like the merchants of Necromunda. And basically, if you kill a guilder, they're going to stick a bounty on your head, and every like bounty hunter in the city is going to come after you. That's why you never fuck with the guilders. Alright. Let's see what we got here. I like his beard. That won't be hard.
This is it.
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive. The Black Serpents are holed up in there.
You sure about this?
Sure they're in there or sure about getting it done? Relax, it's just a few eshes. Then, payday.
And then, payday.
Okay, but be ready for anything.
We are. They can't defend all the approaches. They come in from both sides. And from Dome Fall. You two, this level. I'm heading down.
You and the Hound, eh?
Yeah. Okay. This is it. Let's go.
I can see the sentries.
Wait until I'm on the ground. Then take out as many as you can. Let them know they're surrounded. Begin.
Okay. But yeah, for those that don't know, like, Necromunda is set into the Warhammer 40k universe. It's basically a human planet known for its large cities. It has like a population of over 100 billion, I believe. And this here takes place under, basically underneath the mega city, or they call it a hive city. And then the ones we're about to fight are part of the Escher gang, basically a completely all female gang with kind of like a punk rock look to them.
So this is Escher territory.
Yeah, he's not having a good time. Yeah, the Underhive City of Necromunda is known for its brutal gang warfare. Yeah. What the fuck? I'll figure this. Okay, hold space bar. Okay. Oh, okay. Getting closer now. I guess the name of the game is just fucking press the spacebar a couple times. Yeah. And that looks like a server tour.
Open this rust damn door!
Or probably not. What's the point of me running over there?
I'm in. Let's do it. See you at the prize. Keep going.
Those Goliaths are pathetic.
Yeah, that's an Escher right there. Yeah, that's a Goliath. To come over here. Can I just hop on over there? Back to HQ, buy stems. Nah, I don't want to do that.
Ah!
I'm getting close.
Hurry! I don't like this.
Yeah. Sims. Oh yeah, that's like a lie. They're pretty much all male, like bodybuilder gang. Basically the opposite of an Usher. Yeah, Necromunda was originally created as another tabletop miniature game by Games Workshop. And they're,
this is how it's going, Skinny.
And then they're expanding it. Recently it released the the Ashen Wasteland, which is just basically the area between the various hive cities, which is pretty much like Mad Max.
I'm gonna hold him here until.
Beetle! Beetle! Where are you? Leto! What the hell's going on?
I heard. I'm on my way.
You're gonna be pasty!